Barbara Burnett. I'm a honors math teacher at Longfellow Middle School in Falls Church, Virginia. The honors algebra course at Longfellow Middle School has been in effect since I arrived in 1985. And the reason is there are some people, students that need more challenge than the algebra course. This course is for the students that pick things up really fast and they want the extra challenge. If the student has higher level thinking skills, it shows beyond just plain computational skills, then they're encouraged to go into honors algebra. I've been teaching this course for probably 15 years, and I've had both the 7th grade classes, the 8th grade classes, and mixtures of 7th and 8th graders in this class. The honors algebra course takes all of the topics of the regular course and then just goes much deeper with them. The requirement is that the students be able to use a TI-83 calculator and plug ABC from the quadratic equation into the quadratic formula. What I do is first they can factor anything that's an x squared equation. Then they can do the square root method on any kind of equation that doesn't have a middle term. Then they have to complete the square. And after that, I have them derive the quadratic formula by completing the square. I bring in interesting things that they can do that extend the objectives that are part of our curriculum. I bring in analogies and math problems out of the GRE and the SAT prep. I'm trying to build on the core curriculum. And so the core curriculum obviously has fractions and integers in it. Well, rather than reviewing fractions and integers per se, my primary equations, 3- and 4-step and 5-step equations, involve fractions and integers. I also spend more time than a core curriculum teacher would in applying these things to word problems. I have very high expectations. I have students come back to me all the time and tell me how they're doing in high school math. And they all say, oh, we had such a great grounding here. After the students leave us for honors algebra, they take honors geometry. They usually then go to honors algebra 2 trig. Then by the time they are a junior or senior, they're taking BC calculus. Now, the ones that are taking BC calculus as juniors then take multivariable calculus as seniors. These students that take our honors algebra definitely get high school credit because it's a more rigorous course than the 9th graders are taking. Because the 9th graders taking algebra in high school are coming out of our Math 7, Math 8 program, whereas these kids getting this highly enriched program get a stronger course and they definitely get high school credit for it. This group of kids that are selected for Honors Algebra Accelerated are here because they need the challenge to keep involved in algebra and keep involved in mathematics.